Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you interrupt somebody, you're saying something in your action that I don't think you want to say. Somebody's talking, and they're not even through with their sentence, and you butt in, and you interject something. You're saying, shut up. What you're saying is not important. What I've got to say is so important, I can't wait 15 seconds for you to finish your sentence. So shut up and be quiet and listen to me, because I'm important, you're not. What I've got to say is important. What you've got to say is not. So we should be through with interruption around here. Really, think about it. It's disrespectful, especially with an elder, especially with somebody of a greater place. Don't interrupt. And don't just change the subject when it's not what they want to talk about or what they want to deal with. You know, really good listeners are rare. A whole lot of folk, even if they are quiet enough to let you talk or somebody else talk, they're not really paying attention. They're loading their pistols behind their back while you're talking what they're going to say. And as soon as they can jump in, they start telling you what they think. And that's not what the scripture says. James says, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath or get angry. So be quick to hear. You know, so many times you just save yourself so much embarrassment too. Anybody ever said something before you knew the whole story? And then you had to come back and say, well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have said that. If you'd have been quiet and listened, you would have known. You'd have found out. The scripture talks about a man who answers a matter before he hears it is a fool. So get all the story before you start making judgments and passing decisions. You know, and I do this a lot. Somebody says, did you hear about so-and-so and what happened to them? I said, well, now hold on. I don't know the whole story. So what do you think about that? I don't have enough information to even know what I think about it. I don't know the whole. I know a piece of what somebody heard that somebody heard. But so many times you don't know the story. We've had situations in our life in ministry where people came away and said, you know, well, I can't believe that Keith and Phyllis said this or did this. And they never bothered to ask us what happened. And so we didn't defend ourselves. And sometime a year later or 2 years later or longer than that, people say, well, I just found out that you said and did this. And that's not what I heard. I said, well, you didn't ask me. Didn't want to know. See, so many times you don't know. You just look at something from the outside and it looks like this, but there's so much you don't know.
That's right.
How did it get to that?
Right.
You just know a piece of the piece. And so don't pass judgment when you don't know. And you don't have to judge even when you do. In 2 Samuel, are you there? You know, we ended up last week on Leviticus 19 where it says, rise up. Get up before the gray head and show respect to the older person, the aged person. Everybody say, get up.
Get up.
Now see, what does that mean? That means you don't make them come over across the room to you to shake your hand. An elder comes in. Now let's broaden this. Elder either physically or spiritually. An elder comes in, you don't make them come to you, you go to them. You honor them. By just sitting there and plopping and making them come across the room to you, and I mean, that's acting like you're more important than you are. Now this goes across the board. Who should wait on whom? Who should come to whom? It's more appropriate for you to wait on your boss, your employer, than for your employer to wait on you.
Amen.
It's more appropriate for you to come to them than for them to come to you. There's been a few times, that different ones of my elders said, could you come to us for a meeting? Could you come to us to talk about something? Well, man, when certain people call, it means something to me. I don't care what I'm doing. I will interrupt it. I'll stop in the middle of it. And if I have to, I'll rearrange things and I'll get there if they ask me to. Why? Because they have a place. Now, not just anybody would I do that for. I wouldn't just drop just everything for everybody, but certain people that would ask and say things, I'm going to drop everything. I'm going to rearrange everything and make it happen. And not even tell them that I had to rearrange it either. They say, can you come? And I said, yes. Yes, sir. Can you be here right away? Yes, sir. Then I start scrambling, making phone calls and figuring stuff out. And I don't know how many times we've done that kind of thing. But it's a matter of honor. Now take this on up to the head of the church. If the Lord says, can you pray right now? What do you say? Well, I'm busy right now. Maybe later on. Maybe. You just showed disrespect. Can you come do this? Can you be involved in this? When the Lord, I've had the Lord a few times, some things were going on with other people, and it wasn't all nice feelings, and maybe some people had done some things that wasn't too nice to me. And the Lord dealt with me to do something with them and for them, and I'm thinking, really? And finally he said, would you do it for me? Oh boy, it's over now. I said, well, yes, sir, for you, anything. Because what'd he do for us? Everything. Everybody say defer. Now, another way that you show honor and respect in deference is by remembering. Everybody say remembering. Remembering what people have done for you and for your family in times past and for your extended family. Read this in 2 Samuel, the 10th chapter. There's some things in the 9th chapter too, but in the 10th chapter, let's just look at this. 2 Samuel 10, verse 1. It came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for their father, and David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun their lord, thinkest thou that David does honor your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Has not David rather sent his servants to you to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off the one half of their beards and cut off their garments in the middle even to their buttocks and sent them away. Isn't that something? Now you know why they did that? Because they did not understand honor. They didn't even know what was going on. They didn't understand what David was trying to do. Honor remembers. Everybody say remembers.
Remember.
Honor remembers what somebody did for your grandpa. Honor remembers if somebody was there and helped your daddy. Honor remembers. And Hanun's father obviously had shown kindness, and you look back, you read different ways that he had and had helped him. You know, during part of the time when he was on the run, before he had the strength and place that he had, this man showed kindness to him. And now when he's passed on, David wants to show him respect. So he chooses some of his highest ranking officials, some of his people in his cabinet, you might say. And he sends them to speak in his name and to represent him. And so here come these men who are like princes themselves. developed, honored, wealthy, intelligent, and they come and they say, "We come in the name of King David. He has sent us to show respect to your father and to remember your father for the kindness that he's done to King David in his life and to honor him." And this, how many understand this is precious? And these guys have a little conference on the side and say, "Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? He didn't come here to honor your daddy. He sent these guys to spy on you." Why did they think like that? Because they were honorless men. They had no honor. Honor recognizes honor. And honor respects honor in others. You do realize that we live in a generation, we live in a world where a lot of people don't have a clue what honor is. You try to show them honor and they can't believe that you don't have an ulterior motive. They can't believe, "Well, yeah, no, it's something else going on. Yeah, they didn't just show up and spend money and give and do this." I've had people before that I did things for and they looked at me and said, "What do you want?" I said, "Nothing." "Yeah, right." See, their mama told them, "Ain't no free lunch, boy. You know, anybody gives you something, they want something." Not with real people of God.
Amen.
I said, not with real people of God.
Amen.
We're going to do this inside our family and outside our family. I mean, it's great to show up when other people are doing good. But the real friends show up when it's not so good.
Amen.
When you're hurting.
Right.
You just lost somebody.
Amen.
You had a problem in your business, or you had a problem with your kids. That's the time for real friends to show up with strength and love and prayer and money. Everybody say money.
Amen.
With money. And do things and help take care of things and not ask for anything. Not want anything. How many understand there's a time not to get paid?
That's right.
There are certain times in people's life that, you know, don't take money. Don't receive it. Say, no. Let me sow this to you. Let me help you. And then there might be another time later on in life they could do something for you. But it doesn't mean we owe each other.
Amen.
When you give somebody something, they owe you nothing. It wasn't a trade. You gave it. No strings. Expecting nothing. Requiring nothing. Not even waiting for a thank you. Nothing. Love gives. Everybody say love gives.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.